Now, we have this late word, this bulletin, President Kennedy is dead. The President of the United States was shot down by an assassin's bullet as he rode through downtown Dallas, Texas, in an open automobile today. The gunfire also cut down Texas Governor John Conley, who was riding with the president. The governor remains seriously wounded and, according to reports, is now in the operating room. President Kennedy was rushed to Parkland Hospital in Dallas, his head bloodied. There, efforts to save his life failed, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in his third year in office, died today from an assassin's bullet.
Bob Lodge, I think perhaps some of our listeners may not have heard that bulletin. The fact that the president is dead. Again, first, a reminder that this is the Voice of America broadcasting worldwide. Will you repeat that bulletin, Bob?
To repeat, President Kennedy is dead. The President of the United States was shot down by an assassin's bullet as he rode through downtown Dallas, Texas, in an open automobile. This word just in, because I know that the National Broadcasting Company is still reporting that he is still alive. The gunfire also cut down Texas Governor John Conley, Mr. Kennedy's host, who was riding with the president. The governor remains seriously wounded, is now being operated on. President Kennedy was rushed to Parkland Hospital in Dallas, his head bloodied. Their efforts to save his life failed, and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, in his third year in office, died today of an assassin's bullet.
Well, Bob Lodge, of course, this means that the new president of the United States is Vice President Lyndon Johnson, ironically of the state of Texas. Let's review, if we can, from the fragmentary bulletins that we have here, just what has happened.
First of all, Bill, I'd like to interrupt. This report that Mr. Kennedy is dead is from the independent Columbia Broadcasting System, and I have just learned that this report is not confirmed. And as I said, the National Broadcasting Company, another of our independent broadcasting networks, is reporting that he is still alive. Although we have heard that Secret Service men are keeping newsmen at a distance, and it's still anybody's guess. But the report that we had, which we say now is not confirmed, is that President Kennedy is dead and that he died at the Dallas hospital where he was rushed after he had been shot by an assassin or would-be assassin, we hope, this morning.
Well, Bob, perhaps then, as you say, there is still hope that the president is alive. This certainly is at least one optimistic turn. We, as you say, have no confirmation. But let's go back to the beginning. The president was being driven through Dallas within the past hour in an open car when the shots were fired. He was on his way to a speaking engagement, a noontime engagement in Dallas, where he was supposed to make an important foreign policy address. Police say that three shots were heard. Both President Kennedy and Texas Governor John Connally were hit. There are unconfirmed reports, too, that Mrs. Kennedy might have been hit. The shots apparently came from a grassy knoll, overlooking, apparently, the parade route, probably from an automatic weapon.
The National Broadcasting Company, again, has just reported that the president is still alive, but in very critical condition.
Also, Bob, there were reports here, if I can tear it out of my typewriter here, that from Dallas, that the police have arrested a young man in connection with the shooting. But so far, of course, there is no confirmation or evidence that he is the guilty party in the assassination attempt.
It's not known at this time who the gunmen were who fired three shots at President Kennedy.
Well, Bob, the top surgeons in the Dallas area, as you know, were summoned to the hospital where President Kennedy is lying in the emergency room. Roman Catholic priests were asked to come to the hospital. Any more information there, Bob?
NBC just reported that someone happened to catch a glimpse of Mrs. Kennedy, asked her if her husband had been wounded, and she shook her head negatively.
Here is a further report that one report says that a weeping woman bearing a small child who was bloody also rushed into the hospital. Perhaps some of the bystanders were hit by the shots. A nurse and an intern went quickly to her side. As we have said, President Kennedy and Texas Governor Connally are still alive, shot by assassin's bullets, seriously wounded. Apparently, Vice President Lyndon Johnson was not seriously hurt, although
He was wounded, I understand, but not seriously, because Mr. Johnson hurried to the hospital where the president had been taken.
Perhaps we should repeat that there has been no confirmation at all. The bulletin that we broadcast earlier on the reported death of the president, apparently that was an unconfirmed report. We should repeat that. So far as we know, at the present time, the president is still alive, though critically wounded.
One of America's major broadcasting networks, the Columbia Broadcasting System, said that the president had died, but the report was not confirmed. The other of America's major broadcasting networks, the National Broadcasting Company, is still reporting that the president is alive, but in very serious condition. As you point out, Bill, top surgeons were summoned to the hospital where President Kennedy lies in the emergency room, and Roman Catholic priests were asked to come to the hospital, too. This is always the case in case of serious illness and need not indicate that the president has died. Last rites of the church are given to anyone who is in serious condition, and we know the president is at least in very serious condition.
Apparently, it was a wound in the head, according to reports that we received earlier. Well, Bob, apparently we have no further bulletins at this time. We, of course, will give them to our listeners as they come in from our newsroom. We have been unable to contact our Voice of America correspondent in Dallas. Circuits are busy at this time. However, we will join the network of the National Broadcasting Company and correspondent Chet Huntley.
Hold it up over here. This is the picture of the first family. The president and Mrs. Kennedy, rather, arriving in Dallas.
Apparently, we picked up a television circuit. Mr. Huntley is showing a picture of the president and his wife as they arrive.
In Dallas, speaking in an area where supporters are booming Senator Barry Goldwater's chances for the Republican nomination, the president said that ignorance and misinformation, if allowed to prevail in foreign policy, handicaps the country's security.
We will return in 30 seconds with further coverage of the assassination attempt. This program is coming to you from the United States of America. This is the Voice of America transmitter at Greenville, North Carolina. This is the Voice of America. The following broadcast is in Polish.
Mówi Waszyngton. Słyszą Państwo głos Ameryki. Prezydent Stanów Zjednoczonych, John Kennedy, został dziś zabity przez zamachowca w mieście Dallas w stanie Teksas.
Zamachowców.
Świadkowie wypadku twierdzą, że gubernator Connolly został postrzelony w klatkę piersiową. Jak dotychczas nie wiadomo, jak poważny jest.